Hello, everyone. Bear with me because I'm in my car. I posted something on my socials yesterday that I just wanted to share also on my actual blog. I think I need to do better by doing it. Like, I be feeling like I be trying to share some. I feel like I share some pretty powerful stuff on like my Instagram and my Facebook, but everybody don't always go to that stuff. So I need to do better about also sharing on my actual blog page, the things that I share on my socials. But this is a little bit more raw, a little bit more uncut, so you get a little extra when you come to my blog page, I guess. I'm gonna read what I did post yesterday, with a few additions. So I just feel like this has been like a really stressful yet peaceful week for me. The hunt for the apartment has not gone as smoothly as I would have hoped. My dream apartment, the one that I want really, really bad, the things didn't fall through just like I thought it would. I mean, it's still some hope. It's still some things that I am praying that God will work out on my behalf. But this is just me in the midst of it, just in the raw of it right now, like really sharing my journey as it unfolds, because I struggle with trusting God as I should. It's stupid to me to not trust him. I know in my heart that he made me, that my time is in his hands. I believe that all of my days were written out, like that scripture, I think it's Psalm 139, where it says, every moment of my life was recorded in your book. Every day was written out before a single day had passed. Like, I believe that God has written out my days, and I've yet to live out all of my days. But in the midst of struggles, like, I tend to get weary in my faith, and I just tend to get frustrated. So hopefully me rambling and me sharing what I wrote on my socials, as well as the additions that I've put on this recording, will give somebody encouragement, and that it will encourage me too. Now, y'all gonna hear some noise because I'm just sitting in the parking lot, but hopefully this will still bless you. So what I wrote yesterday was this. I'm gonna share it now, and you're probably hearing a real loud car, so sorry. But here goes. Lyrics hit different when you're going through it. And I probably have played Shall Not Want more times this month than I ever have. I shall not want. I shall not want. Oh, my soul's got a shepherd in the valley, and I shall not want. How true that is. My actual soul feels peace because I'm not alone or being led by my feelings or life's twists and turns. Nope, I'm led by my Savior. I'm led by the one who gives me everything I need and somehow never, ever leaves me empty. I don't need a thing. Man, I have no lack. None. Even when I feel like I'm lacking, my God reminds me of my blessings. He reminds me of the battles he's fought and won on my behalf. He reminds me to keep walking by faith, even when I question him and I'm frustrated and I'm worried and I'm afraid. In my tears, I trust. I trust him leading. I trust that I'm treasured and loved by an amazing God. I trust that surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. I shall not want. Keep making my cup run over, Lord. Father God, we just come to you in the name of Jesus, just saying thank you for another day, another opportunity to give you praise. I thank you that whether I'm in my car, in my room, in my closet, in the tub, it doesn't matter, because you meet me where I am and you hear my prayers. I know a lot of times I tell you that I feel like my prayers don't reach past the ceiling, but I know that they do. It's just frustrating in the midst of struggles, in the midst of life, in the midst of me trying to take control when I should just surrender. It's all frustrating. Yet and still, through my frustrations, you still give me peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. I thank you that I can lean on your word. I thank you that one word that you keep repeating to me, or I keep feeling is being repeated in my head, is don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Daddy, you've given me a peace that surpasses all understanding. even in the midst of craziness, even in the midst of, and you know, I can't stand this when stuff ain't planned, but in the midst of that, in the midst of me not knowing what's next, I still have a light ahead of me telling me to step forward. I still have you walking with me. I still have you, Jesus, being my great shepherd. You are great. And I thank you that you are trustworthy. And I thank you that you are going to work everything out. You always have and you always will. So this is my declaration of trust to you. May this prayer encourage someone else outside of me to keep walking by faith, to keep believing even when they can't see, to keep trusting that you have a plan for us and that it will come to pass, that the things that our hearts are dreaming of, that you are able to surpass even those dreams. Our wildest dreams are nothing to you, because you are God and you are able to blow our minds with the things that you have in store for us. I thank you, Lord, for working everything out for my good and for your glory. I thank you that I'm able to share on this platform with others to let them know that, yes, I'm a believer, but yes, I struggle too. May my faith be strengthened. May you make my faith unshakable. May I stop with this flimsy, fake, wannabe faith and have a faith that can stand the test of time, a faith that Ethan can admire and for generations in our family to admire as well. I love you so much, Lord God. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Holy Spirit. And I thank you for what's ahead. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.